Okay, Rabosai, today is Daf Yud Aleph in Bruchis, shorter than the Agaditas that we've been doing the last couple of days. Now we get into some a little bit more back and forth. So we're on Yud Amud Beis on the Mishnah, at the Mishnah on the bottom. Beis Shammai Omrim Ba'erev Kol Odom Yate V'yikra Uvaboker Yamud. Beis Shammai says that there is a certain posture that a person needs to be in when he's saying Kriya Shema. At night, a person should be lying down, and in the morning, he should be standing. That's Shitas Beis Shammai. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, he takes it quite literally, Uvishach b'chav kumecha, when you are lying down, and when you are standing up. Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel say no. Kol adam kore kedarko, anybody can read Kriya Shema however he wants, standing, sitting, lying down, whatever it is. Shneimar b'pasuk says, "Uvelechtcha baderech," as you go on the derech, as you go, and you can say any way you want, any way you go. Imkain, as therefore, lama neimar b'shachkav kumecha. So, what does Beis Hillel learn from b'shachkav kumecha? So, what you might have known already, b'shach shebnei adam shochvim u'b'shach shebnei adam omdim. When is the time to say Kriya Shema? When people lie down, that's at night, and when people get up in the morning. Amar Rabbi Tarfon said, "Ani ha'isi baba derech. I was on the road. Hitesi lekros kedivrei Beis Shammai, and I lied down to be machmir for Beis Shammai shita. Vesakanti batzmi mipnei alistim, and I put myself in a dangerous situation because apparently the road he was traveling on was not safe, and there were listim, there were thieves. Amrulo, and they said to him in the Beis Medrash, I guess when he got there, kedai ha'isa lachov batzmucha. Well, you were chayev on your, you made yourself chayev, misa. The implication is she'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel, because you violated the words of Beis Hillel. So you were, it was kedai that you put yourself in sakana because what you did was inappropriate. Says the Gemara on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So Gemara says Bishlama Beis Hillel kama farshi taimaihu v'taimu de Beis Shammai. Bishlama, I understand that she does Beis Hillel because mafarshi taimeh, because they explain their logic. V'taimu de Beis Shammai, and they also explain how, you know, how they would answer Beis Shammai, right? How they contradict, how they disagree with Beis Shammai. Ele Beis Shammai lo amri ele Beis Shammai my time lo amri ke Beis Hillel. Why doesn't Beis Shammai hold like Beis Hillel's drasha? So amri lecha, they would say to you, amri lecha Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai would say to you, imkein neimakra baboker uva erev. Right? If really b'shachav kumecha meant morning and night, so it would have said morning and night. My b'shachav kumecha. Why therefore does it say when you lie down and when you get up? So apparently b'shas shchiva shchiva mamish. Apparently when you say Kriya Shema, the time when you lie down, you actually have to be lying down. U'v'shas kima kima mamish. And the time when you say Kriya Shema, when you're up, right in the morning, so you actually have to be standing up. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. U'v'shas shamai hai u'v'lecht chavaderech my avidle. Well, what does Beis Shammai do with Beis Hillel's pasuk of u'v'lecht chavaderech? So Haumi Boilu the Kidatanya. So they learned it for the following Brysa, which we'll see later on. Pretty well known Brysa. Bishakhov Bivesecha, when you lie down in your house, Pratla Osek B'mitzvah. That excludes someone who is doing a mitzvah, meaning you're not chayiv to do Kriya Shema. Uvelecht Chavaderech, when you're traveling, Pratla Chosen. That excludes a chosen, someone who's getting married on his wedding night. He's not chayiv in Kriya Shema. Mikan Amru, from here that we learn, Hakonis is a basula potter. Someone who marries a virgin is potter for saying Kriya Shema. V'esel almona, but if you marry a widow, so then you're chayiv. Then you're chayiv in Kriya Shema. And this will all get explained in a second. My mashma, where did you get that from the pasuk of, you know, b'shapchov b'vesecho uvelecht chavaderech? How did you learn that? Samar of Papa, ki derech, just like a road, just like a traveling. Just like a journey, a trip. Ma derech rishus, just like going on a trip is a rishus, is an option. You don't have to go on a trip. Af kol rishus, so too, anytime you are doing something that's a rishus, you are chayv in Kriya Shema. When the pasuk says, you should read Kriya Shema v'lech techa baderech, when you're going on a trip, so just like a trip is optional, so too, any scenario in which you are going to be chayv to say Kriya Shema also has to be optional. So Gemara says, wait a second, not all trips are optional. Milo askina de ka'azal dvar mitzvah. Maybe the guy is going Ali Alarego, or he's going on a trip for a Dvar Mitzvah. And even though he's going to do a mitzvah, maybe the Pasuk still says, right, you have to read Krishma Belef Chabaderech when you're going on a journey, even though that journey is for a mitzvah. So Gemara says, no, Im Kein Lichlo Rachmana B'Sheves Uveleches. If that was true, then the Pasuk should say, B'Sheves Uveleches. My B'Shivtechav Uvelechtecha. What does it mean, your leches, your trip? B'Sheves Didcha Uveleches Didcha. With your personal kind of optional actions. That's when you're chayv and say Kriya Shema. But if you're actually obligated to go on a trip, so then you would not be chayv. Let's read that a little better. B'sheves tidcha uvaleches tidchahu d'mechayeves. Right, you're going to be chayv for any traveling or any situation that you do on your own. B'had de mitzvah patiras. But if you're doing a mitzvah, so then you're potter. So when it says, Yihachi, if that's true, that osi b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah, afilu kodusel al nami. So what happens if maybe if you should be marrying a widow, you should also be potter. Right? You're getting married is the implication is getting married is a mitzvah. That's a whole discussion in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Okay, fine. Whether it's a heksher mitzvah of pruvu or it's actually a mitzvah in and of itself, fine. Not for here. But the mice of the Gemara here assumes that getting married to an almana, the Gemara assumes that that's a mitzvah. So Gemara says no. By when you're marrying a besula, high torid. Then you're bothered. Then you're really bothered about the bias mitzvah that's going to come at night. But if you're marrying an almana, so you're not as concerned. So Gemara says, wait a second. What's the criteria? Are you doing a mitzvah, or the criteria all of a sudden you shifted the goalposts? Now the criteria is tircha, is tirda, is being bothered and upset. Imishum tirda. If the whole criteria for whether you have to say Kriya Shema is tirda, whether you're bothered or not. Afilu tavas rinasu bayam nami. Also, if your boat is sunk at sea, meaning if you've had a bad business deal, if you had some implosion in the stock market or some investment that went bad, so you should also be potter, because obviously a person is very upset about that. And if you can tell me, well, maybe you are potter from Kriya Shema. So why did Rav Abba Bar Zavda say in the name of Rav? Avel chayiv b'chol mitzvos amos b'Torah. That an avel is chayiv in all the mitzvos in the Torah. Chutz min tefillin, by the way, except for tefillin, sharei nemar ben be'er, because the pasuk calls tefillin glory, the glory, our glory. Shema percha chavish alecha, says that you have your glory on you by Sefer Yechezkel. I think that's when Yechezkel is in mourning and Akash Baruch Hu says, "Take off your pe'er." Take off your tefillin, or Hashem says to Yechezkel, leave on your tefillin, because halachos of avilus do not apply to him. I forget exactly how that works. But anyway, the pasuk refers to tefillin as pe'er. So, hasam, tarid tirda de mitzvah. The Gemara answers, no. Tirda de mitzvah, being bothered with dealing with the mitzvah, that's going to be when you're potter. But hacha, tarid tirda de rishus, right? If you're going to be bothered with something that's optional, so then you are going to be chayiv in Kriya Shema. Okay. Good. Agav, the implication here in the Gemara is also, which is a little bit difficult for me, is that the tirda, being bothered and being worried about the bias mitzvah that's going to come after marrying a basula, that's a mitzvah. Right, it's a mitzvah, it's a heksher mitzvah. I don't know exactly how I would categorize that, but okay, that's the implication of the Gemara. Beis Shammai, wait, and the Gemara shifts a little bit now. It goes back a little bit. What does Beis Shammai do with uvelechtecha baderech? So Beis Shammai, whom we buy lehu prat l'shluchei mitzvah. Beis Shammai uses that to tell me that a shliach l'dvar mitzvah is parted from Kriya Shema. Beis Hillel amri, Beis Hillel's hold memela shma mina. We learn that memela. Right, in the chinami, that's true. The pasuk says that we do learn that a shliach is parted from the mitzvah. That filu baderech nami kari. Right, we do learn that even baderech, right, we do have to read. Just to read Rashi over here, Nihi nami dekro le midrash minei prat lechazon al sami meila shma mina veleches lidchahu de mechayeves alma baderech nami kari. Right, Beisol holds that meila. We learn that from the pesukim. Okay, Tanu Rabban, learn the Rabbeisa. Beisel omrim omdim v'korin v'yoshvim v'korin umatin v'korin holchim baderech v'korin. Regardless of how you are standing, you should say how you're standing, sitting, traveling, whatever it is, you say kriyashma. Ozen b'malachtan v'korin, or you're doing your work, you can say kriyashma. U'maisa Rabbi Yishmael v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah shehu mesubim b'makom echad. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah were hanging out, they were having a meal. V'ayah Rabbi Yishmael muta v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah zakuf. Rabbi Yishmael was lying down, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was standing up. Kevin she'agia zman kriyashma, when zman for kriyashma came, hita Rabbi Elazar v'zakuf Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Elazar lied down, and Rabbi Yishmael stood up. So I'm hello, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yishmael, Yishmael achi, Yishmael, bro, emshol chamashol. Let me tell you a little bit of. Let me tell you a story. Lama lema hadavar dome. What is this similar to? Moshal echad sheomrim lo zekenecha megudel. There's a moshal that people compliment a guy, right? Omrim lo, they say to him, zekenecha, your beard megudel is long, is beautiful, is wonderful. And the guy replies to them, well, if that's the case, yikineged amashchisim. I'm going to cut it off. Afkach ata, so to you. So to you, Rabbi Yishmael. Kol zman shani zakuf ata muta. When I'm lying down, you're standing up. Achshav shani hitesi. Now that I lie down to say kriya shma, like Beis Shammai, ata zakafta, you got up to stand up. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yishmael said back to him, yeah, and asita k'divrei Beis Hillel, v'ata asita k'divrei Beis Shammai. What do you want from me? You lie down to say Kriya Shema, that's like Beis Shammai. So I had to stand up to do like Beis Hillel. V'lo od, el Hashem ha'yiru ha'talmidim v'ikvu halacha l'doros. Because another reason why I did that is because maybe the Talmidim would see us, and they would think, oh, we're both lying down, maybe the halacha is like Beis Shammai, and they would paskin like Beis Shammai, which we don't want. So the Gemara says, my v'lo od, why did he give him two reasons? So the Gemara says, well, the first reason is not a great reason, because what did he do? He stood up like Beis Hillel. Well, Beis Hillel says you can do whatever you want. So why didn't he just stay lying down and still hold like Beis Hillel? That's what Gemara says. V'chitema Beis Hillel nami is lehu matin. If you're going to tell me that Beis Hillel also holds that you can lie down, so hanimili demata v'asa meikara. That's only if you were already lying down originally. Avalhacha, but here came in Dad Hashta Havazokuf. Right, I was until now you were standing. Vashta muta, now you lie down. Amri, people are gonna say Shmaimina, Kibesh Shamai Sriluhu. People are gonna say that no, they must hold like Beis Shamai. Shema Yiru Atalmidim Ikru Halachos Ludoros, right? Maybe they will pasca like Beis Shamai Ludoros. Tani Rabbi Cheskel, Tani, we learned in a Brisa or a Mishnah. Mishnah? Brisa, must be a Brisa. Rabbi Cheskel also Gidivre Beis Shamai. No, sorry, my bad. Tani Rabbi Cheskel. Rabbi Cheskel taught us. Also, k'divrei Beis Shammai. Also, k'divrei Beis Hillel. Also, if you did like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, so what you did is fine. Rav Yosef Omar. Also, k'divrei Beis Shammai lo asa vol klum. Rav Yosef holds that if you did like Beis Shammai, so then you haven't done anything. You're not even yotzi the mitzvah. Whew. That's not what I learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah. Misha haya rosh of rubo v'sukkah v'shulchano b'sukkah bais. But if you have most of your body is inside the sukkah, but your table is in the house, right? The shear that you have to have most of your body rosh of rubo inside of the sukkah. But what about your table? So if your table is inside your house, Beis Shammai poslim u'Beis Hillel machshirin. Beis Shammai said that your sukkah is posel, and Beis Hillel says it's fine. Amar lahem Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Ma'ase shehalchu zikni Beis Shammai zikni Beis Hillel levaker is Rabbi Yochanan ben Hacharonis. There's a story when both of our rabbonim went to see Rabbi Yochanan ben Hacharonis and said, "Oh, shayo rosh of rubo b'sukkah v'shulchanu b'sukkah bayis." And sure enough, this is exactly what he was doing. He had most of his body in his sukkah, but his table was in the house. V'lo amru klum, and nobody said anything. So apparently, what do you see? Apparently, that's totally fine. So Amru lahem, Beis Shammai said back to them, Misham Raya, is that a proof? Af him Amru lo. No, they did say something to him. What are you talking about? That's not how it went. That's not how the story went. Amru lo, they said to him, Im Kain, if that's how you do the mitzvah sukkah, Im Kain Ha'isa, sorry, Im Kain Ha'isa Noheg, if that is how you had that was your minhag, is that, if that's how you were Mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah meyomecha. You have never ever fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah. Just very quickly over there, this whole Indian of just to explain, the Indian of Rosh Rubo and Shulchan Mitzvah Abayis, that's a din Rabbanan, because Shema Yumashech Achav Shulchanu, because maybe you'll follow your Shulchan, you're going to your house when you finish your meal. So that's a din Rabbanan, that it's not, you're not allowed to eat in the sukkah like that. Potentially, right? Obviously, Beis Hillel says it's fine. So when they say here, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, right, you never ever fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah, so what do you mean? You violated a din derabbanan according to Beis Shammai, therefore you never were mekayim the mitzvah sukkah? So that's a big machlokas in the Gemara and Sukkah over there, between the Rishonim, as to how far the Chachamim's power goes when they make a gzeira, when they make a tarkana. It's Tosos and somebody. Tosos says that the Chachamim can actually uproot a mitzvah, a din d'oraisa, with their halacha over here, and the fact that, yeah, mamish d'oraisa, they were never mekayim the mitzvah, and I apologize, but whoever argues on Tosis over there says that, no, 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 that's only d'rabbanan, you never fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah in the best way possible, because you were not mekayim that d'rabbanan, but certainly he was still mekayim the din d'oraisa. Okay, anyway, Vaidra, that's enough ad-libbing for now. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, "Asa k'divrei Beis Shammai chayav misa." Someone who does like Beis Shammai is chayav misa. How do you know? From our Mishnah at the time, like we learned, that Rabbi Tarfon on Neiaisi Babaderech. I was traveling. Rabbi Tarfon says, "He tasted the crows k'divrei Beis Shammai, and I lie down. The zakanti bats me b'nei alistim, and I became put myself in a sakana situation. And amru lo k'dai ha'isa l'chov bats mechash shavarta l'divrei Beis Hillel." Well, apparently you deserved it. You deserved to be in danger because you violated the din Beis Hillel's Shita. Okay, next mission. B'sha'achar mevarech shtayim lefanav v'achaz l'achareha. In the morning, when we say Kriya Shema, we say two brachos, before and one afterwards. U'va'erev mevarech shtayim lefanav v'shtayim l'achareha, and then and during Ma'ariv, we have two before and two after. Achaz arucha v'achaz k'tzara. One is long and one is short. Rashi says we're talking about Ma'ariv. Tosis has a couple of opinions of what it means long and short, whether it's actually physically long, or we're just talking about the brachos, or how many, meaning if it has bracha before and after, or it has a couple of different inyanim. But either way, one is longer than the other. One, if you understand, maybe one talks about one inyan and one talks about many inyanim. But okay, anyway, makom she'omru laharich enu rishay lekatzer, lekatzer enu rishay laharich. If they say that you have to have a short bracha, you're not allowed to go long. If you have to have a long bracha, you're not allowed to go short. Or all the way around. Okay. But lachtom in a rashai, shalom lachtom. And if the bracha at the end has a chasima, i.e. a bracha d'Hashem, etc., etc., so you're not allowed to not say that. V'shalom lachtom, but if the bracha does not have a chasima, like Rashi says, brichas aperos, or brichas anenen, or something like that, so then in a rashai lachtom, then you're not allowed to add an ending. So Kumar says, "Ma'im avarech." What do you say when Rashi says, "Shtaim lefaneha deshachar, ma'inihu"? What are these two brachos that we say before Kriya Shema in the morning? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Turn the page. Amar Beis, Yotzer Or Uvorech Oshech. Right? We say that Hashem created light and created dark. So Kumar says, "Wait a second. Dark is a very dark word. No pun intended. Or I guess sort of pun intended." Right? Well, why do you use such a depressing lashon? Choshech is really depressing. Right? At the beginning of Gemara Pesachim, it says Or la arba asar, and it goes on for a bunch of blot, trying to figure out what Or means. Right? We try not to use really, really bad words. Why do we use the word Choshech? Lema yoto Or vore noga. Why don't we say God creates light and also creates twilight? I think noga is. Right? It creates something like the dusk. So that would be also a fitting praise of Akash Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, "Kedichtiv kamirina." No, we're gonna quote the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Bori choshech." We're gonna say, "Fine, yotzer or bori choshech." We're gonna keep it as is. Elameata. But wait a second. If that's true, if we're going like the pasuk says, so we say, the pasuk says, "Ose shalom uvare ra," not "Ose shalom uvare sakol," like we're used to saying. But the pasuk says, "Ose shalom uvare ra." The Bach here adds, fine. So Mika Amrina and Kidichtiv, do we really say like the Pasuk says? Right? So Gemara says, Eliksiv Ra Karina Nakol. The Pasuk says Ra, but we say Ose Shalom over Esakol. So Gemara says, Lishna Malya, and that is a better Lashon. Hachanami Lema Noga Lishna Malya. So too over here, why don't we say the word Noga? Why don't we say that Hashem creates twilight or dusk or whatever it is? Because that's a Lishna Malya, that's a better Lashon, it's a more positive language. Ella Amar Rava, rather, Rava says, why do we say Yotze Or Vori Choshech? Rava explains, Kedei Lahazkir Midas Yom Balayla, Midas Layla Bayom. Right, so that we mention the day at nighttime, and we mention the night during the daytime. Right, Rabbeinu Yonah explains that because we don't want it to make it like we're davening to two gods. Right, if we say only the day during the daytime and only the night during the nighttime, might imply that there's a god during the day and a god during the night. So we say both of them. Hashem created everything. He created the day and the night, both during the day and during the night. We want to mention everything that Hashem did. So Bishlam al-Gomara says, Midas Layla Bayom. Kedamrinan, how do you know you mentioned the nighttime during the day tefillah? So Kedamrinan, like we said, Yotzeh Or Vori Choshech. Ela Midas Yom Balayla Hechi Mishkachas Laba. Where do we mention the daytime in our Ma'ariv tefillah? Amar Abaye, Golel Or Mipnei Choshech VeChoshech Mipnei Or. Okay, fine. V'idach Ma'ihi, what's the other bracha that we say in the morning? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Avar Abba. We say Avarava, V'chein Orile, Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Pidas, Berei. Right? Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Pidas, his son. So Avarava. Tani Rabbi Hakri, we also learned the Raisa, in Omrim Avas Olam, Ela Avarava. Right? We don't say Avas Olam like the Sephardim, but we say Avarava. V'Rabbanan Amri Avas Olam, but the Rabbanan say Avas Olam. So here you go, the machlokas between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. What exactly is the Nusach of the text of this second bracha? V'cheinu omer avas olam ha'avticha, alkein mishkavcha chesed. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, hishkim l'shanos ad shelo kore kriyashma. Let's say you got up to learn, or l'shanos, to change, but to l'shanos, to learn Torah. Let's say you got up to learn Torah before kriyashma. Right? A lot of people go to Daf Yomi Shir before Shacharis. So tzarech l'vorech, you need to say berachas ha'Torah. Mishakara Kriyashma, but after you said Kriyashma, Ein Tzarech Levarich. You don't need to say Birchas HaTorah anymore. Shekvar Niftar Ba'ava Rabba. Because you already said those in Yonim in the Bracha of Ava Rabba. Amar Rav Huna said, L'mikra Tzarech Levarich. What do you need to say Birchas HaTorah for? So Rav Huna says, you need to say it for Mikra, for Chumash. L'midrash Ein Tzarech Levarich. But for Midrashim, Rashi writes, Karov l'mikra, because Mechilta and Sifra, right? And if you're reading Midrashim, you don't need a bracha. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, the mikra ulamidras tzarech levarich. Now, you do need to say Berachas HaTorah for Psukim and for Midrashim, but the Mishnah ain't tzarech levarich. But for Mishnayos and for learning Gemara, etc., you don't need. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan makes a further distinction. After the Mishnah, now it's tzarech levarich. You even need to say Berachas HaTorah for Mishnayos, aval the Talmud ain't tzarech levarich. But for Gemara, you don't. And finally, the way we paskin, Varava Amar Afla Talmud Tzarech Levarech. You even need to say a bracha for learning Gemara. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Zimdin Sagiya Nam Kamina Kamei De Rav. I was many times in front of Rav. This new Pirkin B'Sifra, we were learning the Perek B'Sifra, Debe Rav, in Rav's base Medrash. We have a Maktim, V'Kamashi Yadei, V'Borech, U'Mas Nilan Pirkin. He would get up and he would wash his hands and he would say the bracha and then he would teach, give the shir. Okay. Mayim Bevarech, what is the bracha of Berachas HaTorah? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, right, we say every morning, Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvah V'Tzivon L'Asok B'Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yochanan, Messiah B'Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan would add, and he would finish, Harevna Hashem Elokeinu Estarei Soros Chabafinu, Fifi Yos Amcha Beis Yisrael, V'Neaya Anachnu V'Tzetzayinu V'Tzetzayinu Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha, V'Os Kei Soros Secha. Notice it doesn't say the Shema, but okay, fine. Baruch Ata Hashem, Ham L'Amein Torah L'Ama Yisrael. Oh, Rav Amnuna, Amar Rav Amnuna would even say Asher B'Charbanu Mikol Ha'amim V'Nasalonos Toroso Brachat Hashem L'Osein HaTorah. Amar Rav Amnuna Zuh Hi Me'ula Shem Abrachos. Rav Amnuna said this is the best bracha, and therefore the way we paskin, as you all know, Hilchach L'Mimru L'Kulu, therefore we should say all of them. And that's what we do. Tanan also we learned in the Mishnah over there, the Mishnah is in Tamid. Amar Lahem Hamamona Baruchu Bracha Achas. Okay, what's going on over here? Right, so that's just read the Rashi, right? In the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, if you skip that, the Rashi is Dibur Maskel Baruchu Bracha Achas. It's like a couple lines into it. Del Achash Hasidru HaYivarim, after the Kohanim kind of arranged the fat on the Mizbeach, Agavi Akeves on the ramp, Umalchum, and then they salted them. Yardu uvo lahem lishchas hagadis. Hagadis is the krosis hashma. They would come down to the lishchas hagadis to say kriyashma. And then the guy in charge, Hamamona, would therefore say He would like kind of like lead them. It wouldn't be the chazan necessarily, but he would tell them what to do. Right. So therefore, the Mishnah says, "Amar lahem, what would be going on in this not ceremony, but in this procedure?" Hamamona would say, the guy in charge would say, "Baruchu bracha achas vehem baruchu." Say the first bracha. They say a bracha. They would say the bracha. Meaning, they would say the bracha. Which bracha was right? Mina brachas the shelafnei kriyashma. Right, one of the brachas is before kriyashma. Okay, v'karu aseres adibros. They would say the aseres adibros, shma, v'hayayim shamoa, the parsha vayomer, the parsha tzitzis, v'baruchu asam, and then they gave the nation a bracha, gimel brachos, and they would give Am Yisrael, yivrecha Hashem v'shmeracha, etc. They would say emes v'yatziv, v'yavoda, and they would say the bracha before Rashi writes Bishvil Havoda Shasu Hayu Bavarcha Mecharer Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Avoda Samcha Yisrael. And they would say this bracha for the avoda, or Shoscha Levarcha Biro Navod. Okay, Birkas Kohanim. They would do Birkas Kohanim. Okay, so I guess the Birkas Kohanim, the Recha Hashem Yishmerecha came now. Uveshabbos Musifin Bracha Achas, and on Shabbos they would add an extra bracha LaMishmar for the upcoming Mishmar of Kohanim that were coming in. Sorry, I cut it off early. Uveshabbos Musifin back in the Gemara. Sorry, my bad. Uveshabbos Musifin Bracha Achas LaMishmar Hayotze. There you go. They would give a bracha for the Mishmar for the group of Kohanim that were leaving leaving their post. Right, the Kohanim rotated every 2 weeks. My bracha achas, what is this bracha achas? Again, we said at the beginning, Amar lahem Hamamona, baruchu bracha achas. Say one of the brachos before Krishma, that's what the Kohanim would do. So which bracha is it? Ki hada Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba, iklu lahu asra. So Gemara tells a story to try and figure out the answer to this. Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba came to a certain town, a certain place. Bo minayhu, they asked from them, my bracha achas. What is this bracha that the Kohanim said? Lo havu biyadayu, but they didn't know. Literally, they didn't have it in their hands. V'asu shailuhu l'Rav Masna. They went to ask Rav Masna, lo havu biyada, and he didn't know. Asu shailuhu l'Rav Yehuda. They went to Rav Yehuda. Amar lehu achi amar Shmuel. This is what Shmuel says. Ava rabba. The bracha they would say was Ava rabba. V'amar Rabbi Zirka. Amar Rabbi Ami. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish disagrees, and he says the bracha they would say was Yotzer. Or Kiyasa Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, when Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, Amar, he said, "Had the Rabbi Zrika la b'feir shitmar el lechlala itmar." And Rabbi Zrika's shita that they would say Yotzer Or is not that something that he said b'feirish. He didn't say that straight out. Rather, it was inferred, it was implied from something else. Damar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Zoso Meres Brachos in Mako Zuatzu. He said apparently the brachos, the two brachos before Kriyashma, are not me'akev. Right? If you said one, not the other, so you yotze the brachos, Rashi writes. And the other bracha is not me'akev. Bishlama Yotzer. So Gemara says, wait a second. Bishlama Yotzer, I understand if you say Yotzer or Havu Amri Hainu de Brachos in Mako Zuadzu. The Loka Amri Avarabba. I understand how you can say Yotzer Or without Avarabba because that comes first. Right? Onto Yud Bez and Aleph just for a little bit to the two dots. Ela Iamarta Avarabba. But if you said Avarabba, Havu Amri, my Brachos in Mako Zuadzu. How in the world are you going to have this halacha of the Brachos are not mocking each other? If Rabbi Zrika is going to learn that since the Kohanim said Bracha Achas in the Bez HaMikdash, yeah, and from there we learn that the Brachos are not mocking. So how are you going to learn if they said Avar Abba? How are you going to learn that the brachos of Yotzer Or is not ma'akev, right? Right? See Rashi. Hach bracha de ka'amri Avar Abba hechi shma mina dein makvo zuadzu. Right? What dilma hai delo amri Yotzer Or mishum delo matas manehu. Maybe okay. Now sorry. Now a little bit different than I explained. Not because Yotzer Or comes before Avar Abba, but if they said Yotzer Or. I understand that they for sure said Avarabba because this man to say Yotzer Or comes before comes after Avarabba. This man to say Avarabba. What's it called? Let me just right. So if you look back on Amud Beis at the bottom, so the bottom Rashi, I apologize. So the Gemara is, Rashi says, "Velo abba." How does it work that you could say Yotzer Or and that would and not Avar Abba, and that would imply that in brachos Markov Zuzu. Afo gav de matelizmana sheaf belayla roy lomar kol shekain de kivan de amri Yotzer Or vade matizmana. Meaning, the zman for Yotzer Or is after the zman for Avar Abba. You could say the zman for Avar Abba. Yotzer Or obviously has to be said during the daytime. Avar Abba, which is basically in essence Birkos HaTorah, does not need to be said during the daytime, right? Yotzer Or does. So so basically, if you say Yotzer Or, not Avar Abba, so I understand that they're not Ma'akev. But if you said Avar Abba without a Yotzer Or, maybe this man for Yotzer Or has not come yet. Maybe it simply hasn't come yet. And therefore, that's why you haven't said the bracha. But it doesn't teach me that the brachas are not Ma'akev each other. Okay, and that's the, basically there in the, those two Rashis, the last one in Amabez and the first one in Amad Aleph. So, so back in the Gemara, Ela Amris Avar Abba, if you said Avar Abba, Havu Amri, my brachos Kriya Shema in Makos Vazu. How do you know that the brachos are not like each other? Dilma Haidalo Amri Yotzer Or, Mishum Dilo Matez Man Yotzer Or. Maybe the fact that you didn't say Yotzer Or is because the Zman has not come yet. Right? They said the Berachos Kriyat Shema right after the Shechita of the Korban Tamid, yeah, which is after Alos, but before Netzach Hama, yeah. So v'chimat zman Yotzer Or have Amru. Maybe they would say Yotzer Or later. Okay, fine. So they learn Rabbi Zrika's din Michlala from the fact that just it's implied, not from the fact that he said it straight out. So Gemara says v'imachlala mai. Who cares? Yeah, what's the problem? Rashi writes, what's the difference whether he said it to you straight out or you're inferring it from something that he said? Mechlala lo'olam Avar Abba havu amri, because if they had if you learned it mechlala, if you learned it from something else that he said, if you inferred it, maybe you could argue the following: lo'olam really Avar Abba havu amri. Really, they said Avar Abba. V'chidimat zman Yotzer Or havu amri leiv. And when they came to zman Yotzer Or, so then they would say it later. My brachos ain't makos zuzu. And what does it mean that the brachos are not makiv each other? Seder brachos. Why are we saying it that we learned it michlala, that we inferred it from another statement of Rabbi Zrika? Because maybe what he meant was something else. That maybe if you're telling me that what's in makos zuzu, that means the seder brachos. That the order is not. Ma'akev, but actually the brachas themselves are ma'akev. So just to clarify, Rabbi Zrika never said straight up that the brachas themselves are not ma'akev suetzu. It could be that what he meant was that the seder brachos is what's not ma'akev, but really you do have to say both brachas. Okay, shkoyach. Sorry for a little bit of the confusion at the end, but we'll go weiter tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem. Have a great night, everybody.